The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
So here we are, deep, deep into Sesshin. Sailing into the night all together on the ship of compassion. Earlier, before we went to our dinner practice, Melissa asked us to consider noticing what was here. This noticing is quite powerful when we are on Sesshin in a way that doesn't necessarily is not necessarily easy when we are in our regular lives. I've noticed on Sesshin a certain theme, a theme of thought, a theme of position or relation that passes through my mind, my heart. And I'm rather not surprised, but dismayed by it. And that theme is that I am always thinking about me. And meeting my needs, gratifying my needs. Whether I do so or not, the thoughts are there. The motivation is there. I'm uncomfortable. How do I get comfortable? I don't know what to say. I need to know what to say. Or I need to shut up. I need to understand. I don't understand. I need the bell to ring. I need to know how my practice is doing. How am I doing? What am I doing? And I need to know about Sesshin. Like, what is going on here? Is this a good Sesshin? Is it worth my time and effort? And this is all arising in the container of Sesshin. Of course, it also arises in my life outside Sesshin. I need to go grocery shopping soon. I need a new iPhone. I need to know what is the solution to the world's problems. I need to know that I make a difference, that I matter. And I'm saying this because this isn't a problem, actually. It's the human condition. Common to all. We're all human here. And assuming you checked the box that said you weren't a robot when you signed up for Sesshin, you might have these same need thoughts going through these need motivations. Not a problem. But when I realize it, and I often do, it's a shame. It makes me a little sad. Just the amount, the whole amount of time and energy that I spend on me, about me. I could say, yeah, I'm needy, like everyone else. But when I look really close, and this is what we do on Sesshin. We look really close. We may notice something about needy, in need. As there's another side to that need. And that side is you and I are needed. We are needed. Now, I wonder how that's landing for you to hear that, because it's not meant to be some feel-good Pollyanna statement. And especially in a culture that is competence addicted, that values human beings for what they can do. It may feel uncomfortable to be told that you are needed. Sure, you're needed to feed your plants and water your plants and feed your cat and dogs and pets. But needed as a human being, purely as a human being, expressing your Buddha nature. That's something a little deeper and more consequential. But you are needed. I was very touched by our Dharma dialogue yesterday, where Jenny spoke up and lamented a little bit about how she was seeing how her eventual future would be a lessening amount of capabilities, let's say. And that's in the cards for all of us, if we're lucky. And Alan met her with a beautiful story of his father, who toward the end of his life allowed himself to be helped by his family. He needed his family, and his family needed him. He was needed, and he needed. It reminds me of my father, who, toward the end of his life, all he could do was play his harmonica. He couldn't even use the bathroom by himself, but what he could do, he used his harmonica. Up until the last few days of his life, he played it. When we have sesshin here at the temple and we eat in the zendo here, we chant a number of different chants. In one of the chants, there's a line that always strikes me. It's the realize the emptiness of the three wheels, giver, receiver, and gift. You are the giver, you are the receiver, and you are the gift. It's our work here to see and to heal the split, to see how one is not different from the other. You are the hands of Kanzeon. And exactly the same, you receive the hands of Kanzeon. I am deeply grateful to be here practicing with you, because you are supporting my practice and I am supporting yours. It is not an interchange of this for that. My practice is your practice and your practice is mine. And you are needed and you are infinitely precious. Your place in the world, in this burning world, is vital. What to do? That's another story. Right here, right now, November 12th, 7:10 p.m., 2023. Look deeply. Look and practice. Thank you.